Bryce
and Jess
with your 9am Z Lines. In local news, Redcliffe is set to be the location for the 2027 Softball World Cup as the Logan Council continues to hunt down its right to host the diamond sport in the 2023 Olympics. It will be the first time the country has hosted the World Cup since 1965, and with the Softball Olympic event still needing a venue, Redcliffe is competing with Logan for their bid to host. President of World Baseball and Softball Confederation Ricardo Fracchieri said at the World Cup announcement that he hopes this event will greenlight a Queensland Games softball event.
Quirky Wars Pty Ltd, a Gold Coast-based film production company led by Carmel Imrie, has entered voluntary administration, facing $7.3 million in debt after a statutory demand from Canadian producers triggered insolvency concerns. Administrators flagged nonsensical and uncommercial financial arrangements and possible breaches of the Corporations Act. A creditors' meeting will be held on August 26th to decide upon the company's future.
In national news, beekeepers on New South Wales' mid-north coast have been left devastated after the invasive pest small hive beetle has left beehives abandoned. Chris Tuchek, who owns a small kale permaculture farm, has struggled to find even one bee at his property at Beechwood, when in previous years there had been hundreds. The situation on Mr. Tuchek's property has been mirrored across the New South Wales mid-north coast, where the combination of varroa mite and repeated floods has left hives vulnerable. Technical specialist for honeybees at the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, Elizabeth Frost, was confident increased beetle numbers could be mitigated if beekeepers across Australia remained diligent with varroa mite treatments.
Researchers are on the hunt for a meteorite which fell in central Victoria on August 10th, with the event being caught on camera, lighting up the sky and rattling properties with a sonic boom. Researchers from Monash University scoured four properties near Dunnerley, with them utilising a collection of meteor tracking cameras known as the Desert Fireball Network to pinpoint an approximate location. The network spans across southern states and includes 50 autonomous cameras spread across 3 million square kilometres of the night sky. Researchers believe finding the meteorite could provide details on how objects move across the solar system.
And for international news, the Canada Post system has reported a $1.3 billion operating loss in the last financial year, claiming that competition from private parcel carriers has caused volumes and revenue to decline in both traditional letter and parcel delivery. Revenue from parcel delivery alone fell by $683 million compared to 2023, with many other factors also resulting in the loss. The Canada Post Corporation has also blamed last year's postal workers' strike, which happened late last year and contributed to a $208 million loss. The latest annual report comes with another potential strike looming, with the Canadian Union of Postal Workers issuing a strike notice last week.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy, with showers and a chance of thunderstorms later in the day. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.